Reflections with Canon Philip Gray.
May the words that I speak and the words that you hear be in the name of the living God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Many aspects of the life of St. Thomas are surprising. Firstly, that this twin was part of the apostles. As I've said on a number of previous occasions, from the brief vignettes which we have of St. Thomas in his Gospel, they reveal a surprising character. He's the Gospel Eeyore, the downbeat character who always sees the thistles. He has none of the hot-headedness of a Peter or a James, none of the zeal of a Simon. Rather, he could be the faithful, loyal, but depressed donkey. Or maybe in another surprising way, when we look at the awkwardness of Thomas's contributions to conversations, his apparent either misunderstanding through being too literal, or him being literally two sentences behind, they reveal him as someone potentially on the spectrum, who relates to people in completely different ways. This leads to the most surprising assertion, "My Lord and my God." But we really do wonder how we got there this way. We're surprised, therefore, too, by St. Thomas's doubt. Why does God let this happen? There is an argument that all of this is in the providence of God, and it offers faith, hope, and comfort to today's doubting Thomases. But that takes the element of surprise away, and maybe that isn't really what God is about. I've always wondered whether that makes Thomas's confession of faith just a little too easy or predictable. Maybe it's better to allow ourselves to keep the element of God's surprise. He breaks through to the disciples in their lockdown. And when Thomas has gone off in his meltdown, God surprises him even more by breaking through to him again. It's not that God has providentially created this unbelief just to make us all feel better about ourselves. Maybe it is that God surprisingly works around our weakness and unbelief. God is God. He constantly surprises. He will not be thwarted by us, though it might take him a little longer. This is really quite helpful in our present situation. Many are calling the death of religion and the church. Apparently, we've outgrown our need for God, according to this narrative. We're mature enough now to manage without him, apparently. God isn't necessary or required anymore. We can manage quite well on our own, thanks very much. If we see how God keeps surprising with St. Thomas, then we have a story which hits at the very heart of this self-conceit. No matter how many barriers, obstacles, or conditions we lay down before God, he will still find ways to break through and surprise us. Faith is like that. It turns up in unexpected ways, in unexpected places, and in unexpected people. People returning to explore faith in the present pandemic is giving us plenty of examples. But that has always been the point. It's not that we find God, it's that God is persistent in finding us, you and me. It comes from him. It's not a reward for good behaviour or a prize which we've won by our own efforts. Whether we think that's the right way round is actually irrelevant. Thomas said, "I will not believe unless." But if you read the story carefully, it may well be that Thomas never actually does put his hand in his side. Caravaggio's image on the front of your order of service is beautiful and powerful. But the gospel narrative is actually surprising too. Thomas says unless he does it, he will not believe. But if you read it closely, the point is that maybe he did come to believe without doing it. God surprised him enough, and he simply exclaims in faith, "My Lord and my God." God is greater than we can imagine, and he will keep surprising us. The trouble is that quite a bit of the time we miss it. But then that was true of Thomas until this scene, and God will do the same with us. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's edition of the Daily Reflection podcast. If you would like to listen to more episodes, they will be available on your usual podcast platform. Alternatively, all the podcasts and live streams, services and reflections can be found on the St. Margaret's Ilkley website, stmargaretsilkley.org.